And who is my neighbor? Friday, August 7th, 2026. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, Lutheran Hour speaker, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour program, a previously broadcast sermon from former Lutheran Hour speaker Dr. Greg Seltz. You can listen in at lutheranhour.org. The text is Luke chapter 10, verses 36 and 37. Jesus said, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He, the lawyer, said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." Our text concludes the Bible's familiar parable of the Good Samaritan. It addresses things like loving our neighbor and how our discipleship should be visible and courageous and practical. It reminds us that though we may have personal justifications for not loving others, whatever they may be, God's love and mercy have no such reservations. Jesus was speaking to a Jewish lawyer who was concerned about what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. And after telling him that his first concern should be loving God with all his heart, Jesus then speaks of loving one's neighbors. "And who is my neighbor?" the lawyer asks. If there ever was a loaded question, this is it. Why? Because neighbor issues abound. Countries fight with countries. People like us dislike people like them. Politicians bicker, coworkers quarrel, and family members squabble. We are a mess. We are sinners. It's true whether we admit it or not. We need help and repair. We need a good Samaritan, don't we? To illustrate this, Jesus tells the lawyer a story about a man who was stripped, beaten, and left for dead by robbers. The victim, avoided by a priest and a Levite who were strictly following the letter of their religious law, the victim was in desperate need of attention. What the victim needed was extreme neighborliness. He needed someone willing to put their concerns on hold and help him out. To find this extreme neighborliness, Jesus introduces a Samaritan into his story. Now at this, the Jewish listeners must have nearly fainted. Samaritans were despised by many Jews. They would rather kill a Samaritan than shake his hand. What is Jesus doing here? But Jesus pressed on to make his point. "But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where the injured man was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I return.'" So, here we have a despised Samaritan, an unholy, messed up heretic from a common Jewish point of view, a Samaritan showing kindness. Jesus then asked, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" The expert in the law had to admit it was the Samaritan, the one who showed him mercy. And how did Jesus reply? He told him, "You go and do likewise." Of course, Jesus, the Good Samaritan, is speaking to us. This is God's Good Samaritan grace shown to us, unholy, messed up sinners, as the Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy." Extreme neighborliness is another name for it. It's love flowing from the cross of Christ as you take up your cross and follow him. And it works, dear friend. It works. We pray. Heavenly Father, by your Holy Spirit, teach us to live like neighbors. Neighbors who love and show compassion to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.